Thank you. It's widely held that the post-September 11th world will never be the same. And there's no doubt that 9/11 was an event of historic importance. However, it's less clear how it's going to affect the emerging framework of world power. Personally, I'm rather skeptical. I suspect that we may discover down the road that it has established more firmly tendencies that are already underway and are rather deep-rooted. Well, to clarify the basis for that judgment, it's worthwhile to think about a few background issues, in particular two questions, and I'll start with those. First is, why is it a historic event? And the second is, why did it happen? I should say that these questions themselves often elicit highly irrational reactions, as if seeking explanations and trying to place events in a historical context amounts to what's sometimes called rationalization, or implies that the victims deserve to be murdered. That's very common, but it's so outlandish that it's hardly necessary to comment, and I'll put it aside. It's comment about the people who raised the questions. Other than that, not worth discussing. So first, why is it a historic event? Well, the answer to that is simple. It's because of the choice of victims, not the nature of the crime. That much should be obvious to anyone who's familiar with the record of the past several hundred years, which it should be unnecessary to review. However, it may be useful, I think it is, to listen to some voices of the traditional victims reacting to September 11th.